Okay, hello everyone. Luanne Marine here from Answering the Call of Your Purpose. And I'm very excited to be interviewing another inspirational guest. Just for those who are probably new to this channel, this has been a creation of mine because I'm really excited about purpose and I wanted to bring some people who are living their purpose and give you some tips and, you know, some tools that can inspire you to do the same. So let's jump in. I've got the beautiful Michelle Scott from Our Wellness Community. Yay. And Michelle Scott is the founder of Our Wellness Community. She's also a meditation teacher, mindset coach, and an amazing numerologist. So she creates relationships with their clients to help them figure out the answers to the same question she asked herself as a teenager. And I love this, Michelle. It's like, who am I? What is my purpose? And why am I here? So I'm just going to jump straight in and I want to ask you, what are you doing right now?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on, Lou. You know, both you and I, we love a chat. Especially about all this sort of stuff. We're so passionate about it. And, you know, we've been on the path for such a long time. So where am I at now? I love being interviewed because then you have to think about it. You have to reflect on where you've been and how you did what you did. And so for me, where I'm at now is, as you said, the founder of our wellness community. Lots of tools, though. The big tools in my kit, as you said, numerology, but also now positive psychology and well-being, because I spent 2020, I started my diploma and I just have some assessments to complete. And then I've got a diploma in positive psychology and well-being, which, you know, I'm absolutely stoked about. And as you said, yeah, holistic counselling tools in there as well. So that's kind of where I'm at now, you know, with the work stuff. And then, like, personally, Lou, I'm coming into turning 56 years old. So I'm actually, and I had a fabulous, I've had a couple of sort of oracle cards pulled for me here and there. And then I had a reading with a couple of people and it was put to me like this. And I just went, oh, bingo, that's exactly what it is. I'm on the bridge.
I'm actually
on the bridge. Yes. And that's how I've been feeling. So where I'm at, you know, personally and sort of spiritually is I'm on the bridge. I knew I was leaving something behind, knew I was growing again into something more. I didn't know what that was. I've only ever been guided to where I'm going. I don't know where I'm going, but I've always been guided when it's time to leave, and I always trust that whatever's coming is just going to show itself, and it always does. So yeah, on the bridge.
I love that, Michelle. And you also have your own radio show.
That's right. Exactly.
So And that's the thing, you know, you get your answer to these questions, like, oh, wow, that's really, I really did that and I'm doing that and all that. And you're a great interviewer as well. You have, you know, you interview so many amazing people. And I think that's where, you know, it's a great platform that we're bringing out there. But what led you to where you are today? I know you said you're very purpose orientated as well. And did you say how old did you say you were?
I'm going to be 56 in a couple of
weeks. No way. See, oh my God, that is amazing.
Beautiful.
And the bridge. So what led you to where you are today?
Well, exactly what you said. And again, that sort of came about after, there's been so much that's gone into this journey of becoming, you know, becoming who I am today. Who we are today is just filled with so many steps, you know. And for me, honestly, that's exactly how it began. Although, you know, I'll always sidestep to what numerology, Lou, as you do with the hand analysis. So I'm gonna throw that in there that when I found numerology in my late 30s, I discovered I was life path 9. And what was just so thrilling about that was it answered the reason why as a child I was always, the number 9 is the way of the humanitarian. The number 9 leads by example. The number 9 is very much about ethics and integrity and, you know, why can't we all just get along? Why can't we all just share? Why can't we all just give what we have to those who do not? So when I found that out, that found that out about myself, I was like, oh my God, that's why I was like that. That's why actually I was drawn to John Lennon. Remember his solo album, and he had that song, Imagine. If all the world was at peace, imagine. And that song, my God, I used to play that song over and over and over again. I didn't know why I loved it, and I'm sure I didn't really understand all of what I was singing about. But I loved that song. I loved the message in that song. And so as part of that, Lou, I spent a lot of time, unbeknownst to everybody that knows me now, or that's met me since I came back from 3 years overseas, prior to that, I actually was quite shy. As a child, I was very shy, very sensitive, didn't really say boo to anybody, only ever had a couple of friends. So spent a lot of time on my own, which I, again, found in hindsight was the very best thing that I could ever have done for the character building that it took to become who I am. So I always say with parents, and even when my son was a teenager and he'd go through his moments, as hard as that can be as a parent, because you just want them to be happy all the time, I understood that if he's down and miserable and not happy, he needs to be. We all need to have that time where things are not working out for us, when our hearts get broken or we don't know the way forward. And we need to be left alone to figure it out, because that's how you and I and our generation, that's how we built the skills we have, right? Because we were left alone, maybe sometimes left alone too much, but you know, we got to figure shit out.
There was a reason,
And exactly what was right about that, what was right about my upbringing was that, and I was bullied and I had all the same things that we've all gone through, but I spent a lot of time in my room and I used to constantly be thinking about that, Lou. Who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? And that, I didn't know what the answers to that were going to be. But what happened was it took me on a journey. It was a curiosity that led me off in the direction of going overseas. It attracted all these people, books, mentors, one thing led to the other thing. And that's how it started.
Wow.
That's how I got started on the journey of self-discovery and figuring out the answers to those questions. Took me to places I wouldn't have dreamt existed or were possible, and that's how the road to where I am now started.
I love that, Rochelle. You know, as I've been interviewing different guests, and everyone's comes up with there's a certain word that comes up, and before somebody said it was courage that led her, but you just said curiosity.
You did,
and I've felt that about you too. It's like, let's unpack something, let's ask better questions.
Lou, you know what, my biggest surprise, I tell you everything about and I'm going to say it's divinely inspired. I'm going to say that I learned very, very early on, it was the journey of self-development, but honestly, it began as a spiritual quest. Yeah. And I'm really glad that whether it exists or not, because I wouldn't bloody know whether we reincarnate or not, or whether there's a soul or not, I wouldn't have the first freaking clue about it. But I'll tell you, my belief that it did, that it is, that it exists, changed everything. And I feel like ever since then, my life has been divinely inspired. I've had all the same letdowns and disappointments and real tragedies like everybody else, but I feel like I always get, I do have the, I'm going to talk about positive psychology, because in positive psychology, my strengths are exactly what I thought I had, are exactly what, have always helped me in good stead, mm-hmm. which is curiosity, which is bounce back, resilience. And in curiosity, Lou, lots of studies in positive psychology around curiosity. So it was my biggest surprise to discover that particular thing alone, they have found that people that have curiosity will always bounce back. They'll always be inspired. There'll always be hope. They'll always want to learn new tools. So it's not that, and that's what it is for me. And you know, but I was an observer though. Again, in numerology, my Heart's Desire is an eight, but my minor Heart's Desire is the number seven, which is the journey of the High Priestess and that inner stuff, you know, that building that inner world. And just forgot my train of thought there.
No, it's good. It was the curiosity. And I think, well, even, you know, in what's happening today, it's like, well, just ask different questions or ask better questions.
Ask better questions. Yeah. And just be curious, you know.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know what, Lou, I had a friend from school that we didn't see each other for some time. Then I met up with her again. We ended up studying again. And actually, she was in the role of teacher at the time that I was studying. And so therefore we had to do what little assessments. And so she was marking my essays and assignments. And this sort of, you could take this as an insult, but I took it as a compliment when she said, oh, I didn't know you were this clever at school. I didn't think you were this clever at school.
Yeah.
Right. And I didn't even realize, later I thought, oh, was that an insult? But then I thought, no, actually, you know what? She's right. I wasn't that clever at school. I hated school. So therefore I didn't put any effort and energy into it. When I went on this path, which is all those things I was passionate about, the answers to those questions, and then everything I found along the way that just thrilled me to bits, and I was just constantly, well, of course, now we know that the brain has neuroplasticity, which means the brain changes. So what actually happened was I became really keen about learning everything that I was really so curious and passionate about. And I changed, and my brain, my neural pathways have changed. My brain functions and connections have changed. And I actually am quite clever now. But I honestly wouldn't have been considered clever at school. So curiosity leads to so many wonderful things.
It does. And going back to that school thing, it's like, this is what kids should be doing. This is what we should be doing at our school, not just forcing them into things that they, you know,
I'm
not interested in. And there's certain schools that do allow that, but it's not mainstream, right? So love that. So then what do you believe is your purpose, Michelle? That's a big question.
Yeah, it is a big question. And, you know, I might have had a different answer, you know, a day ago or a week ago or a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think purpose is lifelong. So,
yeah, exactly.
So this moment, what do you feel it is?
Exactly, right. And so, actually, my one liner to that would be that really my purpose and me going in search of the answers to those questions, my purpose is to live a meaningful life.
Oh yeah.
Right. It's to live a meaningful life. I've always been passionate, and that's where the questions came out of. It came out of this me not understanding how it could be only. And I don't mean this as a slight, but I just couldn't get my head around as a teenager that I grew up and I met the guy of my dreams. We got married, had children, that was it. I couldn't fathom that. And that's not to say that if you have that, that's awesome and probably part of your journey. Yes. But for me, it was never, and I've always been, and that's what, so it was that thinking, I'm sure I'm here to do more. It was the Life Path 9. I was always passionate about helping others. I always just, and I just did it. I was born, I was the eldest. So I was automatically in the role of helper the minute my brother was born. I was 2 years old. I was already the mother, the helper, the leader. I was already looking out for and looking after. And that's been, when it's something that you've come to do, it finds you. You can't get away from that shit.
the Rumi phrase, you know, what you are seeking is also seeking you.
Yes.
Like, you know?
Yes. Yes. And so, but Lou, it's living a meaningful life. And I've got many ways that I do that, But really that is what it's about. So, you know, I always think that, and it's not just about my work, you know, it's living a meaningful life as a parent, as a partner, as a daughter, as a friend. And then, you know, as someone and in the reading, he was a medium and he said, like, mum came through and he said, oh, your mum, you know, your mum's come through and he was just sort of chatting about her. He goes, oh, she's really cheeky, isn't she? And I said, yeah, she is. Mum always had a really cheeky sort of sense of humor.
Like you.
Well, it's funny because I actually see myself, I can be really funny, right? But I feel like accidentally. I feel like I'm accidentally funny. Like my nieces think I'm such a hoot, and yet I'll just be talking and they just think everything about the way I do that. It's hilarious. But I actually describe myself and see myself as a little bit more serious, whereas Mum was really fun and funny. Mum didn't have to work hard to be silly, right? Whereas I think I'm a bit more serious. I'm a bit more, and Kim, you know, my partner, Kim will probably tell you that. He's like, no, he's the lighthearted one. But Mum's come through all sort of, having a bit of fun with Cameron. But all she says is, he goes, oh, how funny is your mum? She comes through all sort of cute. She could have said anything, but what she did say instead was, why? Your mum's asking you why? Because, so I've been a single parent, as I say, when you're, you know, the life path now, when you come to care for others, you're doing that everywhere. Mm-hmm. I was always a single mother, and then Dad, after Mum died, moved in with us. And he said, your mum's asking why? And my response was instant, because I can.
Oh, wow.
Because I can. I mean, does it give me the shits? Of course it does. Do I want to always, it's not always rainbows and bloody unicorns, but why do I do it? Because I can. Mm-hmm. And so that's what my meaning, so for me, a meaningful life is, I wouldn't be, and this is how I think the journey of self-understanding, it wouldn't be in my nature. I would get a short-term fix to a long-term problem if I shirked my responsibility. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, I might have freedom for about 5 minutes, but I would be haunted for the rest of my life because it's not how I am made up. Mm-hmm. So, I always go back to my meaningful life. Whenever I'm sort of not, what does this mean to me? Where's my why here? What am I really getting out of this? It's about relationships, connections, of course, in hand analysis. I'm the school of love.
Beautiful. And so, you know, I always ask the question, like, when did you answer, you know, because I think our purpose, it shows up in different ways, right? And or there'll be feelings and it's like, well, and I guess at that point you go, well, shall I answer that or should so when you know when did you or how did you answer the call of your purpose? And sometimes people have the big breakdown to have the big breakthrough. Sometimes you don't have to do that. Most time we do, but you know, what happened for you?
Yes, that is so true. Like you, after interviewing so many women, that is exactly usually what happens. They get well, I think for me, it didn't really come about through a breakdown. I didn't break down and break through. Basically, from the minute I sort of found that first book I picked up, The Magic of Believing, the first book I picked up that led to the next book, I was just hooked. I was hooked on the spiritual journey. I was hooked into the self-development journey. I didn't think that I didn't see myself as a healer, but I was already, by 25, I was already a leader. I had already gone from Coles checkout chick to I want more. Went back to business college, junior clerk, computer operator, PA, office manager. Went overseas, lots of temping, and then I actually went, which of course is my hidden passion number in numerology. It's a 5, which means hidden passion 5. They can fly by the seat of their pants. They're very versatile. They love change and challenge. They can, they're quick-witted. They can pick up everything and anything and pick it up quickly. And I never knew where I was going, but I always knew when it was time to leave. And usually that came when the challenge had gone out of, when I couldn't learn anymore where I was, then I just went, what next, right? And it would always come. And I was overseas. I was doing word processing, traveling, having a great time, learning all sorts of other things about myself. And I wanted to leave that place because, there was nothing else in it for me. I wanted to get a bit more serious by then. I was planning on staying in the UK. And my boss said, how about we train you? He liked me. There was a big story around that. And I said, don't have any work really here, John. And he said, no, how about we train you as a CAD draftswoman? So then I went to CAD drafting, and that's where I started to learn. That's how I started to, I'd already taught myself how to use the computer though, Lou, when I was about 18, 19, when they first came out, right? Yeah. And I learned in DOS language. So everything about where you end up, Lou, you're picking up all of the skills throughout the whole journey. So that's how I started to pick up all of these technical skills, all of these, this ability to be able to, because I believe I taught myself from a manual how to use the computer in that first PA job I had, I believe that that's what started the belief or the competence or the confidence that I could learn anything. Just give me a manual, right? Yeah. That's what happened. Right. And so I went from that to, I came back, I just did more CAD drafting, but then I went to telemarketing, sales, customer service, Telstra, team leader. So I was actually picking up all of the skills that it took to do what I'm doing now, the founder of a wellness community, running events, facilitating all of these people and tasks and then, Lou, what happened? Oh, I was in a relationship that broke up. I'd been learning spiritually just for my own development. And then what happened? I broke up with the fellow. So maybe it was a bit of a breakthrough. I don't know. But my friend was studying at Visionary. And then I was like, oh, is there a college for that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
And then that's what happened. She said, yeah. And I'd actually already met Mel a couple of years before then. Anyway, I'd done meditation class with Mel. So again, whatever is meant to be for you, honestly, it's in your way. It appears when you're ready. You don't have to stress and struggle. And so I started studying, and she invited me to teach, and that was it basically. I've been on it and off it because life. But once I found that I could take all of my skills and do what I've always wanted to do, which was to help people, whether I'm teaching it, speaking it, coaching it, everydaying it, it doesn't matter. I've done it in the corporate world. I've done it as the eldest in the family. I've done it as a daughter after losing mum. And I also do it as a healer.
Yeah. And I love that, Michelle, because, you know, it's kind of, you just followed the breadcrumbs. It's like,
followed the breadcrumbs. Because, you know, Lou, I left out this bit. I was 28-ish. It was BC, before child. And
I love that, BC.
And I had never done this before. And my friend rang up and she said, oh, her mother-in-law had a promotions business. And she said, oh, Lois needs a hand. Do you want to come meet me at, let's say, Fountain Gate? And I said, what do I do? She goes, oh, I don't know. Let's just go. And so I go. Now, Lois was, an amazing, switched-on, effervescent businesswoman. When her five boys, when she raised her four boys, she then came into her own, like you and I, and her husband built the kitchens, and she got all of the contracts, and we went to shopping centres. The kitchen would be there. You'd cook. You'd get all the food from the retailers, and you'd spruik. But the first day I go there, and she's like, I go, I'm not a chef. She goes, oh, you don't have to be a chef. From five boys, you see, and this is the thing about what you've come to do, you are earning skills in every single day. Yeah. So she'd been a housewife and a mother for four boys, but what she'd learned was, she had to cook a lot out of a little because they were always bringing all their friends over.
Yes.
And so she created this kit, the spruiking promotions business, and she did lots of different things. It was all the skills that she'd picked up over the course of her life as a housewife and a mother and a wife. And she goes, don't worry, don't have to be a chef. She goes, here's the recipe. It was a bit of this, a bit of that, and you added some sauce. And so then it was fun. We were just cooking. And I said, I'm not going on that spruiking thing, though. I'm not doing that. And she goes, no, you don't have to do that. Don't worry. But see, Lois, again, you meet these beautiful masters, right, when you're ready. And so about halfway through the day, we're having fun. And she goes, I just turned around, and she went like this and threw the microphone in my face. And I was like, no, I'm not doing it. She goes, oh, don't be stupid. No one can hear you. It's on bloody zero. What do I say? Anything. No one's listening. Just do it. And so I just did it. And then the next thing you know, I spent 13 years on and off working for her, cooking, spruiking. And so no surprise, I'm on the radio because I started, the microphone was in my face at late 20s. So everything about where you end up is meant to be. And by the time you get there, you will have earned all of the bits and pieces. So you don't have to worry.
No, and I'm very similar to you, all the different jobs, and the temping's a big thing too, because you've got to change where you're going to. And one thing I did was that got me good with probably the rejection side, right? I was in real estate, and my job was to ring 100 people every single day to ask them who wants to sell their house. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, and that was just like, oh, you could say yes or no, or, and it's like, don't take it personally. And most of the time, the last call of the day would be like, yes, I do want to sell my house, come and see me. I'm like, oh, I had to go through 99 to get one. But again, it's such
that would have, exactly, that's why you are so great at that in your spiritual business.
But bringing all these skills in.
Yes.
I want to ask you the next thing. So you've answered the call. Why do you think it's so important, Michelle, to, you know, to do your purpose work?
So important. And I always say, I've always said this, that because we, as you say, growing up, we really don't learn what we need to learn. We really don't, we just don't help ourselves out as human beings at all in that early stage, right? And we end up, those of us that are different, and we're actually all different. We all complain about the same thing that I always felt different. So I say, yes, the different that you are is the difference you've come to make in the world, right? That's why we should all be embracing it. So your purpose, it's so important because only you can do it. Right. If you're not stepping up to do what you've come to do, and we have all come to do something. I may not be, you know, I may not be here to be Oprah, but I can certainly be the Oprah that I'm supposed to be in my neck of the woods, right, in my community. So we've all come to do what we've come to do. And if I don't step up to do it, or you don't step up to do it, then that thing doesn't get done. And I already know, like I was chatting to my son, we were talking about where he's at and trying to sort of talk to him and let him know where I had sort of been at that was similar to where he's at. And I had someone say to me a couple of years ago, because I've been passionate about this for the longest time, and people who know me really well know that about me. And it's had, you know, ups and downs, and I've been on it and off it. And she said, when are you going to start making money out of that? Like in a really, with quite a bit of contempt.
Yeah.
When are you going to start actually making money? And it was interesting. I'm really good because I don't pick up on insults immediately.
I like that. So you're not going to go, hang on.
It's so good, right? What's really good about that is that I just end up talking normally, and then later I go, oh, I think that was a bit of an insult. But my reply to her was, you know, that's coming. But in the meantime, you know, what I do and my purpose is important. What I do, I've had people, and I bet she's never had this, but I've had people, I have read for so many people, taught so many people. I have helped so many women. I've connected so many women. I have women running up to me. I've had them in shopping centers. I had one at the gym and I didn't even remember them because I've spoken at so many events and been in so many different places and I don't remember them, which I always feel a bit bad about. Running up to me saying, Michelle, you did a reading for me. Michelle, I was in your class and you changed my life.
Yes.
And I'm like, and I just actually started babbling like that because I didn't realize she was actually insulting me. I was like, you know, look, that's coming. That may not have been, I've always earned what I needed to. I've always survived. But, you know, and I just started babbling on about that, how wonderful it was that every time I hit a little lull, in the business, every time I kind of went, oh, you know, it's fucking worth it. Mm-hmm. I can swear, it's not on radio.
You totally can swear, whatever you like.
And that's what would happen, Lou. The universe in the, and I'm not joking, instantly, within bloody 24 hours, someone will call me, someone will message me, someone will say, you changed my life. So if you're not, and we all have that, if you're not stepping up to your purpose, whatever it is that you've been in training for your whole life.
Yes.
it won't get done. And then someone is left wanting. If I hadn't done what I, if money was the driver, and if I had listened to lots of people along the way that kind of went, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Those people whose lives I changed wouldn't have been changed.
Yeah. And you know, like you're so passionate. Like I can just feel like
I really am.
You know, to doing the importance is to be in that passion, and that must give you so much joy and happiness and who you've, you know, you're about, right?
Yes.
So yeah.
Yes.
So knowing your purpose is one thing. Right. Yeah. And I love the quote, to know and not to do is not yet to know. But embodying and expressing your purpose, you know, is what we're here to do. So what do you think? What's one of your tools? I know numerology is definitely a huge one of yours, but
yes,
what what is one of your favorite tools that you use that you could probably share with the audience as well that has helped you express your purpose? You know, because I bring up the example, well, I've done a lot of shadow work, and I've done tantric work, and I've done what just springs to mind, the one thing, just one thing, not the one thing.
Oh, for me, yeah, exactly.
I know you've got so many
tools, but for me, If to know thyself and to thine own self be true. Because if you don't know who you are constantly going to be answering the call of somebody else's desire and somebody else's dreams, right? So that's my becoming my own best friend and taking that journey of self-understanding and constantly coming back to self. That's what makes everything else. And I'm always saying, if you're not strong at the core of your own life, nothing else is possible.
Oh, that is so true. You know, what a great reminder. Thank you for reminding us to know thyself. And it is. So then I love to bring, and you've got probably so many people you can choose from, but who is a favorite person that you've worked with in the past or currently, and, you know, that you've helped, and then why, what happened? What was the story that happened?
Oh my God.
I know the word favorite, it's not favorite, but it's just somebody that springs to mind. It's like, God, she had that biggest breakthrough because of this, or.
That's an interesting question. I guess I would talk about the collaborators here. Maybe I wouldn't talk about reading and teaching. Maybe I would talk about our collaborators. So, you know, and I felt like that was a really unique thing when we started that a couple of years ago. Mm. That, you know, and again, going back to John Lennon and Imagine and, you know, everyone all together. So that word team, it means together, everyone achieves more. And I truly believe that at the core. So the community, the wellness community was about, you know what, if it's just me, honestly, even I find that fucking boring. You know what I mean? And so I was kind
You're
of
annoying,
like,
a humanitarian. You need people.
I was like, you know what, we need, because if you get back to, we're all different and we've all come to do different things. So I wanted a community where everybody that came to the community would find someone in the community.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could help them. So I guess I would talk about that I feel like I haven't seen it happening anywhere else in the way that, that we do it, that, you know, I basically, built a community where there was so much collaboration, and the feedback that I get all the time from the collaborators is that, you know, it's with ease and joy and glory. There's no competitiveness. There's no difficulty. It's ease. Connectedness. And everybody has grown. Whether they've grown there, and also, you know what's also happened? A couple of things that I didn't even. That weren't even the intention. I just wanted to bring everyone together. I actually just wanted to give the audience and the members lots of choice. That's what I wanted to do. And I wanted to share the gifts because I knew, and actually the idea came from Oprah, because I used to listen to Oprah's Super Soul Sundays. Mm-hmm. And every time she had these guests on, I would be so inspired by every different one. And I thought, you know what, we're not Oprah, but I know tons of women And I wanted to showcase all those women, that we've got women at our ground level that are like Oprah's guests, you know, and I wanted our audience to listen to you and Sondre and Margie and Karina and go, oh, yes, I didn't know that. Oh, yes, I didn't know that. And so the feedback that I've had has been amazing, and along that line that they have all stepped out of their alone. They felt alone and on their own. They've come into the group. They've started, a bunch of them have started groups they didn't have before. They are speaking on platforms that they didn't speak on before. I've also done quite a bit of mentoring with a lot of them. And what I am able to do too really quickly because of my experience is I can see, and even as a team leader, I was good at this. I was good at seeing where you're at and where you want to go, and I was good at laying out that path for you. So, yeah, they've all grown, but forget the money side and the business side. What's been really gratifying is how they've grown in all of those character skills of courage and being inspired, and they all speak about getting, you know, confidence from the group.
Yeah.
It's easier when you're not on your own.
It is. And you know, and I do. And I've seen that, you know, because I'm part of that group. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes I haven't always been in it, but I can see it's like, oh, my God, she's there. She's doing a Zoom live. You've created this platform for people to step up. And, yeah, they are like Oprah gets. Like, it doesn't matter. Yes. You don't have to be a certain up here. But, yeah, it's like we've all got a story to share and we've all got a gift to give. And thanks for bringing that to the world. So then, Michelle, where can we, and I know you've got a special gift for us, and also where can we find you? And I'm going to put the link down below, but could you just explain that for me? And then I've got one last question. So
yeah, you'll get the freebie. And so you can find me. I spend most of my time in our wellness community on Facey. If you go to at OWC VIP group, search for that or our wellness community. Our website is ourwellnesscommunity.com.au. And I'm also in as a media numerology person at Michelle Scott on air. And even on the website, you'll find if you want to work with me one-on-one, you just click one-on-one with Michelle Scott. And yes, I'm going to have a lovely little freebie. It'll be all about, because as you say, I'm in numerology. What I love about it, Lou, like hands, it gives me instant access into who you are, why you are here, and what is your purpose. I mean, I can just get strengths and shortcomings, karma, past life fear, so much info about an individual, and from there kind of set their plan and their you know, their development journey. So numerology speak, we will do the freebie will be 2020 personal year numbers, but also Lee, what I've done with numerology is I've built my own platform. I've taken what was already out there. And when I decided to really dive deep into that topic, because I used to love everything, I used to have everything going on. Then I went, Michelle, you can't be an expert if you're constantly doing everything. So I had to pick one. And when numerology became it, I actually created my own program. So the 9 core numbers take you on a journey. The 9 core numbers have an archetype. And so I'm going to introduce a little bit of that in the freebie as well.
Yay. And the link's going to be under.
The link is going to be, because it's very long.
Yeah. So just follow the breadcrumbs, so we say. So follow the breadcrumbs. So yes. Michelle, thank you so much for being with us here. And I always want to end on kind of, I don't know, it doesn't have to be humorous or whatever.
Yes.
But I want you to share, tell us something that nobody knows about you. Maybe Kim does, or maybe your kids do, but or, you know, your son. But it's like, what's something that nobody knows about you that you can share with us today?
I did have to think about it, Lou, because I'm actually an open book. I'm like, I don't think there's anything that I haven't actually shared somehow in some way. Now the inspiring answer is going to be this, right? That not too many people know, your audience certainly may not know, that I actually won a brand new car and also manifest the man of my dreams just by thinking about it. Although in the case of Kim, I did write about it as well, right?
Right.
That was pretty damn special. And again, just comes back to the magic of believing and honesty when you are, you know, really kind of sitting in your power, owning your power, sitting in your power. Really, you've got to have that trust. I just used to say it. I enjoyed the process of all the competitions I entered to win it, and I bloody did. It only took 6 months too.
Wow, great.
Unbelievable that was, unbelievable. Yeah. And Kim might have taken about a year, I think. I think it took about a year to for him to come to life. But with him, what I love about that story is I actually wrote it out. It was an A4 sheet of paper, and I had written it down line for line, Lou, things like, I wanted him to be in touch with nature because I hadn't been out in it very much. He was born in the country. He was always owned properties. He was a real country boy. I wanted someone that was in touch with animals. He was he's an animal whisperer. Like, it was just really specific. But on the funny side, when I came into the Zoom with you, I said to you, with all of these technical, the technical stuff is so great, but at the same time, you and I, because our work is all in it, I'm on it all the time. And then there's all these issues. And I go, Lou, everybody probably doesn't know that I say motherfucker at least once every 10 minutes.
Well, we do now. We do now. And, the I love that word. It's just an expression. Don't be offended by it.
I kind of thought this year, I thought maybe, I do believe words are important. Maybe I should change it to mother sucker.
Yeah. I don't know, Michelle. I just love that.
No, not the same, is it?
Yeah. It is what it is. So, Michelle, thank you so much for being here with us. And go find her at ourwellnesscommunity.com.au, and I'll put all the links below. It's been a pleasure. I'm sure you've inspired many watching this. So thank you very much.
And that was fun.
Yeah. You can like, share, or comment below as well. And we'll see you next time. All right. So thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Bye.